Welcome to this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. And Stuart Turner joins me from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Stu, good afternoon.
Hello, Simon. How are you going today?
Not too bad. Thanks. First of all, Stu, we should touch on the Group 1 from Queensland last Thursday, the Winter Cup, won by Fast Times.
It certainly was. What a fantastic win for Fast Times in the Group 1 Garage Winter Cup at Albion Park last Thursday night. Coming home in 29.77 over the 520-metre circuit. Look, he certainly did it tough, Simon. He had to hold off our tip from last week, Bubble Guppy, who put in a valiant effort to finish second. Last year's Melbourne Cup winner, Andos Mack, a fast finishing third. But look, a terrific win for Fast Times. And his win continued trainer Tony Brett's incredible run of success in the Winter Cup. He's now won 5 of the last 7 editions of this race. What an incredible record he's got. And Fast Times, look, he's been earmarked for potential greatness since he broke a track record at Lismore earlier in his career. Now he's got a Group 1 under his belt. He's going to be an absolutely superb greyhound to keep an eye on. It's going to be very exciting following his progress over the coming months. I think he's going to get a few more wins, Simon.
And Fast Times now off to the heats of the Hudson Pacific at the Meadows on Saturday.
He certainly is. There's no rest for him. He's back in action in these heats on Saturday, as you said there. He's got box 7 in heat 7 of this one. Now, remember, this is a 3-week age-restricted series at the Meadows. It's open to greyhounds, well, on or after April the 1st, 2015. So some great talent involved in this one. A few of these greyhounds have already made their mark on the racing scene, as well as Fast Times. A couple of the others to watch here. Aston DB, who placed in last Friday's Bendigo Cup, has got box 2 in heat 4. Jimmy Newob, who looks a potential superstar, he's got box 8 in heat 5. And two others, Chasing Crackers and Set to Storm, who both reached the final of the recent Group 1 Peter Mosman Classic, were there both engaged in this one as well. Simon, if you want a value chance for this series, I like Mapunga Tycoon, who's got box 1 in the 6th piece. He's already built a consistent record and he's in good hands with Jeff Britton. He may need some luck with the box draws in this series, but he's also a good start and I like the look of him. Mapunga Tycoon, one to watch for me in the Hudson Pacific Maturity Classic. This should be a great series. Gets underway at the Meadows on Saturday night.
And your big tip has been Bubble Guppy. Running second there, went pretty close. Where are we likely to see Bubble Guppy next?
Well, that one will be interesting to watch as well. I think Bubble Guppy, again, another greyhound who's built a fantastic record. We did tip him for the series, as you mentioned. Couldn't quite get the job done, but even so, that was a brilliant effort for him. Look, I think he'll have a couple of cracks at Albion Park, and he'll definitely be one to keep an eye on again over these coming weeks.
And last Friday night in Victoria, we had the Group 2 Bendigo Cup final. Stu won by Landmark.
Yeah, this was an absolutely remarkable victory. One of the stories of the year, this one, Simon. Remember, Landmark was only the second reserve for the race after the heat, but he got a run after both Aussie Infrared and Black Mumbo scratch from the final. Landmark jumping from box 1, and he made the most of his luck. It was a terrific victory over a star-studded field. Last year's champ, Aston Bolero, was second, and Aston DB, who was my pick on the podcast last time, finished third. A brilliant win for Landmark. Well done to his trainer, Robbie Britton, who is having a great run of form at the moment. Landmark now likely to be primed for the Group 2 Shepparton Cup heat, which come up in a couple of weeks in Victoria. And gee, a remarkable win for all connections. I hope they had a wonderful evening.
So that was Landmark winning the Bendigo Cup on Friday night. Tonight we've got the Grafton Carnival well and truly underway. Ramorny Day for the Thoroughbreds, and then we're off to the Greyhounds this evening.
We certainly are. We've got the big finals night coming up there on the Northern Rivers, and most of these finals look absolute crackers, Simon. Now, the big race for this one is the Maiden Classic over the 407 metres. This is race 7 on the card. Bokarm Bear in box 8 was the fastest heat winner last week. Although I like the look of Shevchenko in box 2, the greyhound that we tipped before the series on Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Look, Shevchenko won his heat well last week. Not the fastest qualifier, but I reckon he can improve. He's the big danger for me in the final. There's also the Sprinters' Cup, which is race 6, which looks another fantastic race. Go, Lassie, go. The Queenslander in box 4, the one to beat for Darren Russell there. Let's hope that's the only Queensland victory on Wednesday night. So some terrific racing in store at Grafton this evening. Check out all the field's form and expert picks at thedogs.com.au.
And tomorrow night, we've got the Group 2 McKenna Memorial at Sandown.
We certainly do. Gee, the big race, it is coming thick and fast at the moment, isn't it? Look, Fanta Bale, the brilliant Fanta Bale, looks the top pick. And I guess the big question here is, can she take another step towards further greatness? She jumps from box three in this one. Now, if she wins this one, remember, Simon, this will be her seventh group race victory, and it will take her earnings past the $840,000 mark. What an incredible achievement that would be. But look, this is clearly not a gimme for her. We've got a class field assembled for this one. You can never rule out Dundee Osprey, a multiple group winner, of course, who's got box six. Shimmer Song in box one is a group one winner as well. And I think Bella Shimmer in box four, who was a scorching winner in last week's heat, looks a big danger as well. So look, it's a fantastic race. But I think you've got to go with the brilliant Fanta Bale as the one to beat in the McKenna Memorial Final over the 595 metres at Sandown Park on Thursday night.
Yeah, $2 and even money with tab.com.au. Fixed odds Fanta Bale. $6 then for four of them. Shimmer Song, as well as Bella Shima, Midnight Elsa and Dundee Osprey. That's the McKenna Memorial tomorrow night at Sandown. Righto, Stu, anything else for us before we wrap it up?
Well, I just think it should be another absolutely fantastic few days of racing across the country. Really looking forward to this one. Good luck to everyone involved. And of course, as I mentioned, for all your fields, form and expert picks and all the news on the big races, wherever they're taking place, don't forget to check out thedogs.com.au.
Good on you, Stewie. Thanks very much for your help. Enjoy the week ahead.
Good as gold, mate. You take care.